These are good times to be a worm farmer in Oregon. The governor has just named vermiculture an official form of agriculture in the state, so worms will join cows, hay, wool, and bivalve mollusks as a tax-exempt farm product. And that has made Dan Holcomb in Oregon City a happy man. Mr. Holcomb, you are a worm farmer?
Yes.
And tell me about your worms.
Tell you about my worm. Okay. We raise a variety called Icenia foetida, which is a manure worm or a composting worm. We're not in the business at the time, you'd say, to buy and sell worms. We're in it to process organic waste materials with worms and produce a product called worm castings, mm-hmm. which is a real high-grade organic soil amendment.
Give me a quick sense, if you can, of just how vermiculture works. What are these worms doing exactly?
Well, they process the material that we put in. Right now, we've been using food waste because we tried to introduce vermiculture as a viable alternative to landfill and other waste issues. So we've been using produce, and we mix the produce with compost and try to achieve the cow pie without the cow.
Hmm.
And then we spread this in a layer over the systems that we've designed and researched, and then they process the material for the biology, for the bacteria, so they control the pathogens, and then their castings are full of beneficial biology, beneficial plant biology.
So the castings, that's what the worms leave behind.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know how you'd ever calculate this, but do you have any sense of how many worms you have on your farm?
Well, in the one system that we have up and running now, there's 640 square feet. So if there was 4 pounds in the cubic foot underneath the square foot, then 4 times 6, you know, there's about 2,000, maybe 3,000 pounds of worms in the one system that's 8 feet by 80 feet.
2,000 pounds?
2,000 or 3,000 pounds, yeah.
Yeah, and how many worms per pound do you figure?
Oh, there's between 1,100 and 1,200 worms per pound, depending on the size. You know, you have adults and you have juveniles and...
Am I doing the math right here? Do you have 2 million worms on your property?
Oh, probably. We've never actually counted them, but we do core samples occasionally. And we're maintaining a 3 to 4 pound per square foot population.
Now that worms are considered an official agricultural product in Oregon, how does that help you? How does this law make your life easier?
Well, primarily it gets me onto what they call exclusive farm use zoning. So I don't have to locate on commercial or heavy industrial property. So it saves me money on the purchase of a place to do this.
Well, it sounds like this new law in Oregon is pretty much your baby. This was for you.
Yeah, it was. I was the only one trying to push it at the time, yeah.
How does that feel?
Well, it feels good. I got something done.
And the worms are happy.
Oh, yeah, they're always happy as long as you feed them.
Dan Holcomb, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And best of luck with your worms.
Well, thank you.
Dan Holcomb is a worm farmer in Oregon City, Oregon, a state that has just declared vermiculture an official form of agriculture.